You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama now. This episode is sponsored by Pillar Social Media. They create, manage, and grow brands on the social web. They've done some great work for me on social media and websites. I really encourage you to check them out. Go to pillarsocialmedia.com. Today, I'm going to be talking about three tactics you must use to thwart the workplace whiner. So has this ever happened to you? You're plugging along working and feeling productive with a vision of an on-time exit from work when you look up to see, dun, 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 the workplace whiner standing in your doorway. And you think, oh no, not now, not today. The energy zapping, soul sucking minutes that can drag into an hour before you know it. Time that you can never get back. You want to scream or slam the door in their face, but you don't want them to feel bad or walk around complaining about you. Years ago, when I worked in an office full-time, we had an employee who walked around with a coffee cup for hours every day. We called the mug his decoy. He'd make it appear as though he was just out on a quick jaunt to refill, but this was obviously not his true mission. Office by office, he'd stop to chat, sharing tidbits he'd heard along the way. He was also known as the department spy. We'd call each other and kind of give you the warning, hey, he's heading down your way. The workplace whiner can take many forms. They can be frustrated about coworkers or personal injustices. Whatever the topic, they are breeding drama wherever they go. And many of my clients find themselves struggling to avoid the workplace whiner. Today, I'm going to share with you some of the key strategies I share with them. Pick the one that feels right for you in your circumstances, and then good luck. This is definitely a key to defeating some drama. So the first one is the least direct, but usually yields a really good result. Use a quick excuse stated as you focus intently on your screen or head out the door. I'm sorry, I'm on a deadline. So I can chat for 5 minutes, but no more. What's up? So you give a quick deadline up front so you're not caught trying to backtrack and say, oh, you know what? I need to get back to work. Now, I don't condone lying, so I'm not really suggesting that you say you're on a deadline when you aren't. I just think it's safe to assume that there's always a priority of some sort looming no matter what when you're at work. I mean, you are, after all, there to be productive. So I'm sure you can find something. And just fill in the blank with the actual time frame that you'd like. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 7 minutes, or leave it out altogether if you prefer to make an instant getaway. So just say, sorry, I don't have time. I'm on a deadline. All right, the second option is one that will achieve your end result over time. So this one's not as direct. So it's ultimately the workplace whiner is looking for the sympathetic ear. That person who will commiserate with their opinions and validate their misery. They are intentional about the targets they choose. It's no fun to whine to someone who's coming back at you with butterflies and sunshine. They aren't looking for a new perspective. They seek someone to join them in their funk. So I suggest that you begin sharing ideas about the more positive perspective they might consider as they describe their negative view. Or share how wonderful you think that situation sounds, or how they might improve the situation with a proactive approach. You will not be the chosen one for long if you don't empathize or commiserate. So come on, put on your positive thinking cap and just come up with all the great things that are going on. The more positive, the more that they're going to want to stay away. So again, this one takes a little more time. They might still continue to try to come to you, but over time they'll realize, oh, this isn't really a good target. I need to pick some other more miserable type people. All right, the third and final, there's no beating around the bush with this one. This is the most direct approach, and it'll earn you the quickest retreat, and is to simply state that you've made it your personal goal to remain focused on all things positive. You've given up watching the news, and you'll be happy to engage in problem-solving activities, but are committed to steering clear of complaining or any other negative, low-energy inputs. So it's just stating your boundary. You leave no room for guesswork. There's no gray area for them to think, oh, today are they in a more miserable mood, and they're a good spot for me to complain. No, you're going to set your boundary. boundary, state it nicely, but it's a boundary, and just let them know this isn't the best place to do that. I'm not into it. It will be immediately obvious to even the most self-absorbed whiner that you're not the ideal target. Now, some might put up a little bit of a fight, but just stand your ground. If you have any positive news to share, I'm all ears. If not, I need to stop you right there and get back to my work. All right, so those are the three strategies that have worked well for many of my clients. Let me know how it goes if you've got a workplace whiner that you use these tactics with. Hope it helps. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please make sure that you've subscribed and share it with others so that they can gain the value as well. Thanks so much for taking the time for listening. And if you need any additional support, please contact me. Go to defeatthedrama.com. You can click on the podcast site to listen to more episodes. You can also contact me. Just hit the submit your question form. If you've got a current question or a drama challenge, whether it's in your life or your work, shoot me a message. You can either record it or type it out, and I'll either contact you back or provide some customized strategies on a future episode. Thanks for listening. Until next time, make it a great day.